Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. All of you bad people in Baltimore protesting right now, trying to make two wrongs into somehow make it a right. Well, welcome to the show, folks. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to do things in reverse order today. I'll actually talk about what's going on the Sons of Liberty Media after our guest, Dave Dabenmeyer, who's going to be with us in about 15 minutes here. So, in saying that, we'll talk about what's going on over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account and or friends, which you can do is go over to Facebook, BradleyDean, double E. Again, and or Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible for the next, hour. Don't wait until the last 15 minutes, folks, as I usually like to give you a heads up on that. For some reason, people like to jump in at the last minute. The phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, remember yesterday we were talking about how the Baltimore mayor gave those who wish to destroy space to do just that. As a matter of fact, Mayor Rawlings Blake told reporters it's a very delicate balancing act because while we try to make sure that they were protected, listen to what she said, from the cars and other things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. By the way, she denied that she said that after she said that. If you watch the video, again, I'm not saying this to be condescending, folks. She looked very disconnected. In every sense of the word. She seemed like she's on some sort of med, for a better way of saying it. What came to mind was a psychotropic drug and a depressant, because what she was saying and how she was saying it was like her mouth was talking, but there was nothing connected with her mouth. But that's not my point. I just thought I'd share that with you. Keep in mind, the mayor said that they wished to destroy, those that wanted to destroy, she wanted to give them space to do just that. Has anybody taken the time? Now, yesterday we talked just a little bit about this, and what I want to do is I want everybody to kind of pay attention, because this reminds me of the 92 riots with Rodney King, because nobody paid attention to who Rodney King was. And what I did is right before the show, I looked up Rodney King's criminal record. And, folks, it goes on and 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 on. Not justifying anything that took place there, but it was a 110-mile-an-hour cop chase, and he kept attacking the police, but we didn't want to talk about that. What we wanted to do is we wanted to make it a black-white thing, which it had nothing to do with that. It was an issue of law. But what I did is, concerning what's going on right now in Baltimore, I also wanted to see, not to add fuel to the fire, but just light to darkness here, friends. Because what someone just posted, I thought it would be very, profitable for the American people to hear as to who Freddie Gray was And, well, here, I'll give it to you this way. This is the post that came to me. I don't want to sound like a person who doesn't care about a lost life, but why was this guy not in prison for a long time? Recently, malicious destruction of property, just saying. Freddie Gray's arrest record, here's the rap sheet of the guy they're destroying Baltimore over, okay? Last week, Freddie Gray passed away after the injuries he suffered at the hands of the Baltimore police, but according to the Maryland Department of Justice, really, this wasn't the first time the young man was in trouble with the law, as his lengthy rap sheet, 18 arrests, mainly for drug-related charges. Just saying. It kind of reminds me of what took place out there with the Ferguson situation, with the young man that was shot by the cop, how they had him on film pushing as he stole from the store, started to push the store owner around as he's robbing his store. But they overlooked the law. And see, now we're hearing from those in Baltimore right now that there's a whole lot of lawlessness going on. Of course. Who's it coming from? Let's go to Freddie Gray real quick. March 20, 2015, possession of a controlled dangerous substance. March 13, 2015, malicious destruction of property, second degree assault. January 20, 2015, fourth degree burglary and trespassing. January 14th, 2015, possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Possession of a controlled dangerous substance with the intent to distribute. He was a drug dealer. December 31st, 2014, possession of narcotics with intent to distribute. This is their justice system in Maryland, friends. December 14th, 2014, possession of a controlled dangerous substance. August 31st, 2014, illegal gambling, trespassing. January 25th, 2014, possession of marijuana. September 28th, 2013, distribution of cocaine, narcotics, unlawful possession of controlled dangerous substance, second degree assault, second degree escape. April 13, 2012, possession of controlled substance with no intent to distribute. See, stop. Judges produce hardened criminals, friends. This is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with those that are emboldened to commit the crimes. July 16, 2008, possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Possession with intent to distribute. A drug dealer got caught again. March 14th, 2008, February 11th, 2008, cocaine again, August 29th, 2007, possession of a controlled substance again, intent to distribute, violation of probation, August 28th, 2007, possession of marijuana, 2007, August 23rd, false statement to a police officer, unlawful possession of a controlled dangerous substance, July 16th, 2007, possession of controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, unlawful possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Two counts. This is the record of Freddie Gray. This is who they're protesting over. At the very end of this post, it says, well, this does in no way justly in any possible wrongdoing on the part of the police involved in his death. Let's keep in mind that the man Baltimore is currently riding over and Al Sharpton is marching over was by no means a saint. Folks, you want to tell me why this guy, by the way, this is a rap sheet of a politician today, too, which goes much further than this. This is taking place in your country because, America, you're a soft judge. And you're producing hardened criminals that are not afraid to violate the law in this country. What a sad, sad place to be. But again, friends, this is who they're protesting over, Freddie Gray. This is his arrest record. Not justifying what took place, friends, but again, what was he in trouble for again? Gotta ask that. Gotta lay that to your candor, don't I? Folks, we're gonna come right back with Dave Davenmeyer right after this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we have our friend Dave Davenmeyer with us. How are you, Dave? Oh, we lost him. Okay. Well, we're waiting for Dave to get back up on the radio here. And anyways, aside of that, friends, right before the break, we were actually talking about some of the things that were going on in Baltimore. And we need to start paying attention as to what's going on behind the curtains, friends, because we're not being told everything. The state-controlled media has been looking for these situations because they're prime. They don't want to waste an opportunity, and they make opportunity to divide and conquer the American people because they want more control as to what's going on in your country. And you, again, friends, need to do some homework and understand what's going on. Don't take it for face value concerning what the state-controlled media is telling you, because they're not telling you the truth. And I could go back all the way to the riots in the 90s with Rodney King and, friends, all the things that were not shown to the American people or told to the American people. We just looked at some film and we just said, oh, that's just way overboard. Look at those cops are doing to that dude. The fact of the matter was Rodney King was charging the police officers, sexual gestures towards the female police officers. He was high on drugs. He was a felon for armed robbery. They were on a 110-mile-an-hour cop chase. And the cops were just supposed to sit back and take it, I guess. And that's exactly what they mean to do, friends. Again, they're putting themselves in the victim position when, in fact, they have criminal records. Okay, but they don't want you to see that criminal record, because then if you've seen the criminal records of these people that are being used, then, friends, don't get me wrong here. They are being used for a purpose, and it's called propaganda. But the fact of the matter, again, friends, is we need to uncover all the facts before we come to a conclusion. And we can see in Baltimore that is the furthest thing from what's taking place today. Folks, I believe we got Dave back. Do we got Dave back? Hey, Dave, how are you, my friend?
Oh, Brad, I'm doing great, and it's an honor to be on with you, brother. And you know, this stuff that we have in America that's passing in Christianity is a discouragement to millions, brother, and I'm so happy that you do all you do to try to awaken people to exactly what's going on.
Well,
honored to be up with you.
Well, thanks for jumping on. Folks, we have Dave Dabenbauer. I'm sorry, Dabenmeyer. Now, Dave, I want to ask you, first of all, where are you at right now?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay, what's going on in Ohio?
Well, brother, I just got back. You know, I'm a guy who runs to the roar, Bradley. That's what I've always done. I was a high school football coach. I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union back in 1997. Started Past Assault Ministries after that, and I've spent 14 years running to the roar. Just got back yesterday. We were in Indianapolis where a group called the Indiana Pastors Alliance had a rally yesterday to call Governor Mike Pence to account for buckling to the homosexual agenda. So I just got home from that yesterday. I'm heading tonight, believe it or not, to a banquet with Ted Cruz. I'm not name dropping, but that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to let too much grass grow under my feet.
No, and that's what the church should be doing. We should be showing the world our faith by our works, and that seems to be what's MIA in the professed church in America. What was the turnout? I'm just curious. You got any encouraging or words of exhortation as to what you're seeing out there?
You know, I say normally, brother, I'm a pretty downer when it comes to talking about pastors, what pastors are doing. But there were a couple brothers there. There were about 15 pastors up on the podium. There were a couple brothers yesterday that lit it up. They called them the gay mafia. There was a pastor that stood up and said, we got to quit giving civil rights based on how a man does an orgasm. I mean, I know that stuff's hard stuff, Bradley, but it encouraged my heart that people are beginning to understand we're at war, brother.
Yeah.
We are at war, and we can no longer... Now, Jesus said we're the salt of the earth, not the sugar of the earth. And I believe that by the millions, people all across this nation are beginning to awaken, but they can't find any leadership, Bradley.
That's exactly right. Isn't it interesting? Because I believe more than anything, and by the way, I just like the way that you said he's not the sugar, he's the salt of the world, because they have some, America's got some image of Jesus as a little pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay, when in fact he came to do just the exact opposite. And when we look at Scripture, we can see that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. And if people would take the time to read the Bible, they would understand leadership. And speaking of leadership, Dave, if America seen real leadership, they'd hate his guts, because they're used to being pacified and lied to rather than told the truth, and that they actually have to respond to the truth.
Bradley, I love to ask people this. In Matthew 16:13, Jesus goes to Caesarea Philippi, and he asks his disciples, who do men say that I am? I'm sure you're familiar with that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples, they pause for a second, and finally one of them says, well, some say you're John the Baptist,
yep,
or Elijah or Jeremiah. Now, Bradley, come on, man. Do you know anything about John the Baptist and Elijah and Jeremiah? How could they possibly have confused Jesus with John the Baptist, other than he must have been a guy who spoke with power and authority and righteousness, and he wasn't tolerant and he wasn't diverse? He was loving, but he was truthful.
Amen.
And I believe that's the Jesus that we're all supposed to serve, Brad.
Amen. Dave, I got a question for you, friend. This is my question I want to propose to you. You were sued by the ACLU in the 1990s. I've never heard from your own mouth exactly what happened. Can you kind of tell us what took place there when the ACLU jumped all over you for praying with your football team?
Yeah, it was crazy, Brad. They actually, so that everyone does understand this, it really was about small-town politics. With small town Ohio, and when the ACLU was initially notified that I was praying with our football teams, which, by the way, we did it out in the open, Brad. We didn't hide from anybody. We prayed after the game, all that. Well, some people wanted to see me get dismissed because I was a lousy coach, except I wasn't. So they turned to the ACLU in the prayer case, and when the ACLU got involved, this thing just blew totally and completely out of control. But we stood and fought, brother. I stood and fought for everything that I was worth. I didn't back down. I refused to stop praying with our team. And after about an 18-month battle with the ACLU, 48 hours before we went to federal court in Columbus, Ohio, they offered us an out-of-court settlement. Went away. Now, Brad, here's the way they do it, brother. They sued. They got legal fees from the insurance company.
Yep.
And then they claim victory, brother. They didn't win anything.
That's right.
The very day still goes on. But the end result of that was, all across America today, people think that prayer before football games is against the law, Brad, and that's just not the truth, brother. But unfortunately, those are the type of rulings from the court that we're continuing to follow. All we have to do is stand up, be counted, push back, and we'll be surprised what the Lord will do in our midst.
Well, now, see, you're preaching to the choir here, because I've actually had the ACLU come after me, too. And I've noticed that they like to go after people that don't know what the law states, because once they did come out and put a smear campaign after a high school assembly that I did in the state of Iowa, well, I sicked our attorney on the ACLU. And what they did is they didn't realize that we took a picture of what they put out there concerning their smear campaign on my ministry. Well, we took a picture that day. Then what happened? And the very next day, we got a letter back from the ACLU, and they denied everything. They said, we have no idea what you're talking about. See, now the fact of the matter is the ACLU and these organizations, they operate out of fear. But if people would take the time to know who these organizations are, for example, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, folks, Roger Baldwin's the founder of that organization, and he said the end of the ACLU is communism. And if you want to talk about lines between church and state, friends, you're not going to find it in any founding documents, but you will find it in the USSR, Article 52. Now, that's communism, friends. That is not what takes place in this country. But again, as long as you believe the lie, well, guess what, friends? You're going to go ahead and let them take away your rights. And I want to tell you something. Taking away your rights is exactly just that. You relinquish them through a lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And we need to be educated as to who we are and where we came from. Dave, what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break here, and I'm going to pull you back over on the other side. And I want to know a little more as to what's going on from your perspective, because it sounds like, Dave, you're out there like I'm out there on a nationwide basis. And
yeah, we got a great initiative called the Salt Light Brigade I'd like to talk about on the other side, Brad.
Okay,
we can win, brother. We just got to show up and fight.
Now, see, folks, listen, this is another guy that actually believes the word of God, that understands the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I haven't talked to Dave in a while. He's a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I just talked to him yesterday, and I said, hey, Dave, let's jump on the radio tomorrow. That's all we had. That was the extent of our conversation, friends. And he's saying the exact same things that I am. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but friends, you got to first stand up and fight for it. Faith without works is dead, right? And we got to be.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay, well, I'm preaching to the choir, folks. We're going to come right back. Dave Dobbenmauer, we're going to be right back with Dave in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking with Dave Daubenmeyer. Part of his bio states, challenging the church of the status quo, Past Assault Ministries is calling Christians to wake up and engage the culture. What's that all about, Dave?
Well, brother, Jesus told us to, earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. Jesus said, occupy till I return. And you know, Bradley, my whole lost life, before I found Christ, I was the competitor of all competitors. I'd eat your heart out, brother, over a 3-foot putt, if you know what I'm talking about. When I got born again, when I received Christ as my Savior and got filled with His Spirit, He didn't change my personality, Bradley. He didn't change me. He just changed who my loyalty was to. I went from serving the King of Fears to serving the King of Kings and doing it with the same zeal that I did when I competed on the football field. But see, the problem is, in America today, anybody who wants to stand up in any way, shape, or form, be aggressive for the cause of Christ, is rejected and pushed down and shoved in the closet inside the church, because that is not the image that most people have of Christianity.
You know, I want to interject to what you're saying there, too, Dave, is the fact that I see that across the country. I see that there's a people, you know, far and few between there are, but I see people such as yourself across the country that are looking to come together. And I'm trying to, matter of fact, I just spoke to some people out at Liberty University, some of the professors out there, and I said, listen, you guys all identify who I am. You identify with what we're doing. I said, we need to link hands together across this country, because I can't do this by myself. All praise and all glory is going to go to God one way or another. And I don't care if there's one of us or 1,000 of us, but I prefer 1,000 of us. And I believe that there's 1,000 righteous men in this land.
Well, Bradley, listen, I'm a football coach, brother. I understand a dynamic that most pastors do not understand. when I put a football team together, I need snort linebackers. I need those fast little guys who can cover wide receivers. I need strong safeties who come up with support. I need those big stat guys that will flip the line. It's one body and many members. But what happens to us in Christianity is we want to have a conformity. We want everybody to look the same, dress the same, talk the same, act the same. And brother, listen, I'm a SWAT team member. Special weapons and tactics, that's who I am. That's what God made me to be. But there doesn't seem to be a place for me or a guy like me on the team. And all I want to do is to enable all of us, no matter who you are, to more actively live out your faith in the role that the Lord has called you to play.
Amen. I want to be an encouragement because I deal with exactly what you just said. I deal with it 24/7. I really do. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at John Wesley, you look at George Whitefield, you look at great men of old, they were ostracized. They were booted. They were kicked out of the church, John 16. And they were kicked out of the church to serve God. They bore the reproach outside of the camp.
Amen.
And the fact of the matter is, when they were ostracized from the church, Dave, keep in mind, God was actually bringing them into their call. And what was
Amen.
It? To go preach, to go seek and save that which is lost. And what we see today is we see these evangelists, modern day professors today, what they want to do is they want to go inside of the church so they can get the church members converted for the 50,000th time. That's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish all over again. And then they leave satisfied.
They're worried about ruining the brand, the Christian brand. They're afraid that you might somehow make Jesus look bad with your aggressive attitude towards the gospel. Heaven help us, Bradley, when we get to that position. Here's an initiative that we've lost, Bradley, in the last 3 weeks, and it's really beginning to bear fruit. We're calling it the Salt and Light Brigade. In fact, folks can find it right at that website, saltandlightbrigade.org. And here it is, Brad. We're a team. And what we want to do is help people understand we don't need another organization, that the body of Christ is a living, breathing organism. We move and function as one, each doing a different role. So we're putting together an organization where when a battle breaks loose, whether it be in Indianapolis like we just saw, we can immediately unleash the Air Force, the prayer warriors, who will direct their prayers towards that target. We'll get the infantry moving. The infantry will be those who will make phone calls and send emails and write letters to the editor and fax and do everything we can. And then we'll have the SWAT team, the guys who hit the beach, the first one on the beach. And we believe that this Salt and Light Brigade, functioning as an organism, we don't care what group you belong to. We don't care what your theology is. You want to stand up and make a difference and try to rescue Western civilization. If you do, get on this team because we are moving forward under the banner of Christ. And we're
going to
make a difference, Brad.
Amen. See, now that is Christianity. That is what I began to notice 20 years ago when I first got saved, was the fact that when I would study men of old, I noticed that they didn't just talk about God. They walked with God, and their enemies feared them. You know, the people of the earth will be afraid of you for my name's sake. Deuteronomy 28, not the other way around. We'll capitulate every time the ACLU comes after us. But what's interesting with this is when I go back to the Black Regiment, they are the unsung heroes, my friend. And everybody talks about our 56 signers and 3% of the population and 13 colonies. Praise God. They had the banners flying. No king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. That's great. But everybody forgot about the breakers. And that was the Black Regiment. I want you to listen to this really quick, Dave. This was Bishop Charles Galloway in 1898. This is what he said. Speaking of the Black Regiment, those that were talking the way that we're talking right now, because, my friend, I believe that we can do this too. I really, truly do.
Amen.
Mighty men were they, of iron and nerve, and strong hand and unblanched cheek, and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. And I'm telling you what, my friend, there's an anointing on this. What say you?
Brother, I would say this. We have got to realize, man, that if it took one woman, Bradley, Madeline Murray O'Hare, under the anointing of the devil, to remove prayer and Bible reading from every child, every school in America, one woman, Can you tell me, Bradley, what one man of God committed, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, what he could do today? And not only that, can you imagine what an army of 1,000 men filled with the Holy Spirit all focused towards one goal? But see, we have walked into this mindset that it's all over, brother. There isn't anything we can do. Just sit back and relax and wait on the rapture bus. I just had a grandbaby yesterday. Another grandbaby yesterday, Bradley. I woke up in the hospital. I'm sharpening my sword, brother. I got a reason to fight.
Amen.
I got a reason to fight.
Amen. For our posterity, the way that our forefathers fought for us, and 238 years later, my friend, we are still here because they believed the call of God on their lives. I also want to interject this. Dave, I cannot tell you how much we are aligned in the Spirit. I mean, you're preaching.
I feel it, brother.
Amen. Okay. So we know by the Spirit of God we're on mark here. I just have to let the American people know that again, that less than 3% of the population was used to make the world anew again. And when people look and they say it's all over with concerning, because their eyes are on the waves, as Peter's were, and they began to sink. And the problem is we have to get our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And when you get your eyes fixed on him, you'll begin to understand what it means to be an overcomer. Now, what's going on in this country, Dave, and I'm sure you'll attest and agree with me, is the fact that, listen, yeah, these are dangerous times. These are perilous times. But this is the greatest opportunity in the history of America outside of what took place 238 years ago, once again to prove the God of heaven in Jesus' name so his son can glory where it belongs. I believe if God did it for them, he'll do it for us, because the word tells me that he's a faithful unto 1,000 generations, and I believe we're a part of that. And those that want to be raptured from responsibility, read your Bible again. It doesn't apply to us.
But Bradley, I even say this. Even if they believe in the rapture, if they believe that the skies are about to split and that the most cataclysmic event in the history of the world is about to take place, if they really believe that, how can they sit on their butt and not run and warn everybody they know of impending danger? Their theology, their walk does not match their theology. And I'm trying to shake them and wake them and get them moving forward, because I'm still crazy enough to think that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Amen. Dave, I got 3 minutes. I want to address something you said right at the beginning of our conversation. It was actually said by John Newton. I want you to listen carefully because you'll like this. He said, I'm not the man that I ought to be. I'm not the man that I wish to be. I'm not the man I hope to be. But by the grace of God, I'm not the man that I used to be.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? How do people get a hold of you, Dave?
Bradley, listen, when I was always the life of the party. I'm an high-energy guy. I know you can tell that from listening to me. And the whole time that I was serving the devil and drinking beer and acting like a fool, I never had anybody tell me calm down. I never had had anybody tell me I was too radical. I never had anybody tell me I was too on fire for the fuck. I never, Bradley. But when I got born again and filled with the Spirit of God, I began to hear from church people, Jew sitters and pastors, that I needed to tone it down. I was going to turn people off. Jesus, I was going to embarrass Jesus. God help us, Bradley, that the savior, the lover of my soul, the savior of my soul, that I cannot boldly and clearly and excitedly share the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere I go. Brother, that is a traitor to the King above all kings, brother.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and those that are born in the smoke, well, you know what? They can stay in the smoke. Those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. So I'm with you on that. How do people get a hold of you, Dave? We got about 30 seconds.
Go to PT Salt, like a PT cruiser. Our ministry is Pastor Salt. So PTSalt.com. PTSalt.com. And Bradley, if they would go there and just give us an email and sign up for the Salt and Lifer Day, brother, we are taking the gospel to the street with the Air Force, with the infantry, and with the SWAT team. And I think there's no excuse that God's team continues to lose. It only loses because we don't show up and play.
Amen.
So we'd ask them to go there and sit on the beach.
Well, we appreciate you. Friends, Dave Davenmauer, check out Pass the Salt Ministries. Pass the Salt Ministries. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Hope to have you on soon again. Sons of Liberty Media.com, right?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wow. Dave Davenmeyer. I always get his last name messed up. Dave Davenmeyer.
That's kind of a difficult
one. Pass the Salt Ministry. Great guy. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's lit. When you have guests that are anointed and everybody knows it, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10, that's having church up in here, and that's exactly what we need to be doing. And folks, that what Dave was pointing his finger to, and I shouldn't say that, but him, he, Christ, is the answer to America's dilemma, like it or not. But what you're hearing is you're hearing real Christianity, and the Spirit of God is bearing witness to the truth. He who hath the Son hath life, and there is life in this conversation. And I'm telling you what, friends, this is what we need to get back to. As a matter of fact, this weekend, what I'm going to be talking about on Saturday and Sunday, Lord willing, unless something else comes up, I want to go back to the Remember Whens, to the 1930s, 36, 1940. We'll go to 1942, 1950, 1960, 54, 70, 80, going all over the place. But what we're going to do is, what was it like back then? And we'll just take it per year. And it's interesting because usually when we do the show, we'll get a lot of old timers call and say, "Oh, nope, I remember that. Oh, nope, I remember that." Stephanie, your grandma's 96 years old.
Yes, she is.
And I can still have conversations with her about Roosevelt.
She's quick.
She's very quick, yeah. But it's just great, all the history and the wisdom that comes with grandma. And it's just, why do we need to go back to the old past? That's my point, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about what was it like then, what's it like today. How about giving our change back and going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16? We'll get to that Friday and Saturday, or actually, I'm sorry, Saturday. Do forgive me. We have a two-hour show on Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let me read this to you really quick, friends, and then I'm going to pass it over to Stephanie really quick. Historian B.F. Morris said in 1864, "The ministers of the revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence did than the church ministers." Just the exact opposite of what you're seeing today. Just the exact opposite of what you're seeing today. Folks, there's a stat out there, and I'm going to finish this quote in just a moment, but there's a stat out there that 90% of the pastors in America, which have no business leading the church, know the issues in which they should preach. They know the issues, the sinful issues as which they should preach against as well. It's a preacher's job to slay sin. But I believe that there's a really small, small portion, like less than 3% of those 90 pastors are actually out there doing what they're called to do. And isn't it interesting, these supposed preachers of the day, these effeminate preachers that Dave was talking about, isn't it interesting that they're trying to get everybody to conform to society rather than conform to God?
That's right.
And it's absolutely amazing to me. Then you got to ask the question, who sent them then? Because it wasn't God, because if it was God that sent them, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, well, they would do the things of the Spirit of God, but they do the opposite of the things of the Spirit of God. And I want to tell you why, because they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Okay? But take this in contrast to what you're seeing today. The ministers of the revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country.
That's right.
And I also want people to understand that historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, right behind this quote, she said, "The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit." I love it. I love it.
Amen. And just going back to another point that you're making is, Barna Research did a study recently finding out that 90%, I think a majority of the pastors knew what was the truth from the Word of God and what they should be preaching, yet they chose not to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you're referencing that specifically.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know you were talking about that, but I'm saying in the research, the Barna Research just proves that point exactly, because that was a nationwide stat that came out that pastors know what they should do, but they do it not.
Yeah, but first of all, people need to understand it's not the pastor's job to lead the church. It's the apostolic and the prophetic and the teachers, 1 Corinthians 12:28. When you look at the New Testament, pastors brought up one time in Ephesians 4. Why are the pastors leading the church? It's not their job to lead the church.
We need to read our Bibles and
That's
get it
exactly
right.
That's exactly right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to highlight here for you.
Let me go back to this. So America today is conditioned to believe that politicians lead this country, when in fact, it's the church's job to lead this country, not the other way around.
John Adams rightfully said that the church is the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world. When you have the quote-unquote professed church following the world rather than the world following Christ,
yes,
you can be sure there's something wrong. As Catherine Booth said, when you have the world and the church jogging along comfortably together, if there were no other sign of it being wrong, she said, I should know it from that.
That's right.
The world has not altered, she said. It's just the same as it ever was. But you know what? It is the church that's changed. So we need to make sure that it's not the true church. It's not the true body
that's
of Christ.
Right.
We need to make that distinction as well.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who are listening and saying, wow, I want to get behind this message, we want to thank you so much for those who have been sending in so many. We've had so many orders. Our Sons of Liberty mugs have been very popular. We've had orders for T-shirts and a bunch of different things. We really appreciate your support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you have not yet been there, or Sons of Liberty Media. www.bonnermedia.com and click on the store button. We've got so many different items available for their t-shirts, hats, CDs, DVDs, comic books. In fact, our product of the week, we're featuring two this week. You can save $20 on the Sons of Liberty Super Pack. Well, what's in the Super Pack? It's the My War DVD, My War, the five-part documentary series, the comic book that goes along with it, and our rockin' Sons of Liberty t-shirt. If you would buy these things normally separately or donate separately, you would spend about $90. But if you get them all in one pack, it's a $70 donation. We're also highlighting our virtue shirts. For all you ladies out there, Mother's Day is coming up. Check them out in pink and blue sparkles on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support what we do on a monthly basis, we cannot do what we do without your support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can do it in very easy steps. There's different packages and different levels, so please do check it out. You can see the beautiful certificate you'll receive as well. And finally, for those of you who want to just do a one-time donation, listen, every little bit helps. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see the donate button in the stars and stripes. Please do donate for what we're doing to seek and save that which is lost with this message of truth.
Amen. Former New York Governor George Pataki, Muslims inciting on the internet need to be arrested. Huh. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's what true diversity supporting traditional marriage looks like. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama's Surgeon General, folks, whack. Again, we have a foreigner here, friends. Obama's Surgeon General clarifies gun control tweet. He's still for it. Folks, I don't care what the Supreme Court says and contrary to God's moral law. I don't care what the government says contrary to God's moral law. It is null and void. So when it comes to the general surgeon here, or Surgeon General, I don't care what his opinion is, as long as it doesn't conflict with what our rights are. Our Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people, friends. Keep that in mind. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, turning America into a battlefield, a blueprint for locking down the nation. Do keep in mind the chaos that you see in this country. Keep in mind what they say, friends. They create the chaos to create a new order. Out of chaos can we bring forth a new world order, says George Bush, over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is liberalism really the big tent or the big lie? Here we have Bruce Jenner, the confused, mentally ill individual, as the new standard as to what we should sympathize with. And as we sympathize with his fallen state, maybe we should make him the ceiling rather than the floor. What do you think, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. White supremacy a myth? Black privilege is real? Let me say this. Let me say it this way so everybody feels good about this, and I mean to do just that. Black power is as dangerous as white power. White power is as dangerous as black power. We are all of the same God, the same creator. We all bleed the same color. It doesn't matter what color we are, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Look at this mother did when she caught her son in the Baltimore riots. Oh, my God. I watch it. It's like, okay, you go, girl. She did not like that at all. She is a law-abiding mother. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Race hustlers and thugs won't like what this Florida sheriff has to say to the black community. Ooh, friends. A lesbian who called for Memories Pizza to be burned down. She's fired. Clinton Cash. Well, author Peter Schweitzer breaks down the Clinton corruption. My latest encounter with Nazi-like Muslim thugs, Pamela Geller, so on and so forth. Friends, there's so much to talk about over there. And we also have a friend over there as well, friends. Our friend on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, do forgive me, I'm trying to get this all in here before my time is up. American Survival Wholesale got some pretty cool specials going on right now. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side, scroll down just a little bit. You'll see there little logo there flashing on and on, on and on, and on and on. And it is a camouflage ad. Do check it out. Support those guys. There's some good people over there. Say hi to Chance from Bradley Dean. Would you please? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.